WTOP News Time, 422.
All right, it's an asteroid. It's about 150 feet, and it will zip past Earth a week from tomorrow. It's a mega rock. It'll pass within 17,000 miles of the planet. That's pretty darn close, the closest known approach for an object of this size.
Well, join us to tell us how worried we should be about this, Bill Harwood, CBS News space consultant. Bill, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, first, the question everybody wants to know the answer to, is there any chance of a collision with Earth next week?
No, there's not. Okay. Zero chance. This thing was discovered last year by some Spanish astronomers, and since then, folks have been using telescopes around the world to track it. They've calculated its trajectory very, very precisely, and there is zero chance that it could hit the Earth. But what it does do, as you said, it's a record close approach, and it gives the scientists and astronomers a chance to study one of these things up close and personal. And of course, that feeds into, you know, long range plans to figure out, what do you do if you ever see something big that is going to have an impact? What can you do about it? So, you know, the more they can learn about these things, the better we all are.
You know, Bill, maybe 15 years ago, I was on the Hill covering a hearing about asteroids, and these scientists were literally laughed out of the room. Is this something, do you think, that's going to get more attention again?
Well, it has been getting attention for the past 15 years. NASA has operated some fairly detailed sky surveys to go out and find the bigger objects that have some chance of posing a threat. You know, it's one of those things that the odds of it happening to us are remote, but the consequences are extreme. So it's certainly something that is worth, you know, spending a little bit of time and money on, just to figure out what might you do if you spotted a big one coming, because you don't get that much warning on these kinds of things. And, you know, like I said, the odds of it happening are pretty remote, but if one ever did, it could be really bad. So it's worth doing something about, and they are. They are tracking these things and trying to find as many of them as they can.
Is this an astronomical event like a meteor shower? Is this something we could go out with a pair of binoculars and see, or is this something that only the folks at the observatory can see? How's this going to work?
You have to have some optical aid, and close approaches on the other side of the planet. You've got to be from Eastern Europe to Australia to have any chance of seeing it. And even then, you would need a telescope or binoculars. I mean, amateur instruments, good binoculars, you'd be able to see it. But, you know, this would just be a pinpoint of light that's moving across the sky. It's interesting to think about. This thing's about 150 feet across, as you said. And the last time something that size hit the Earth was back in 1908 over Siberia. It's called the Tunguska event. And this something came into the atmosphere and exploded. And it knocked down millions of trees over about 820 square miles. I mean, this was a big impact, a couple of megatons, you know, if you put it in bomb terms. So it's not trivial. Even though 150 feet doesn't sound that big, it's moving at 5 miles a second, and you certainly don't want to get whacked by something going that fast.
I remember the pictures over Siberia. It's a little sobering to think about, Bill.
Absolutely. You know, it's a shooting gallery, and if you think about asteroids, and since the birth of the solar system, you know, these things have been whizzing around for billions of years, in some cases hundreds of millions of years, and every now and then one comes close. And so that's what they're looking at, and this is a record for anything that we've noticed. You know, things like this could have come close in the past and we didn't know it. But of the ones we've been tracking and seeing, this is the closest they've ever seen for an object this size.